Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Whoa, this is different.
Yep, it's just a tad different.
Yeah, I don't see any character sheets. I don't see Roll 20. What's going on?
Well, so there are going to be some slight subtle changes.
I don't like changes.
Yeah, we're nerds. We don't like changes. So here's the big headline. Oh yeah, by the way, this is a news episode. There is news. Announcement episodes, I guess. Just to give you all a heads up, the big news is that until the end of the year, we are going to be going bi-weekly.
Yeah, I kind of knew this one. I was pretending not to know what's going on. I'm going to pull back the veil a little bit. I knew this. I'm sorry for pretending. I'm sorry for lying to you guys.
Talking about pulling back the veil. So the way that we kind of produce episodes here is that obviously we record them, we send them all to Neil. Once Neil has done an initial cut, he sends it to the team. I listen to it in something called quality control, QC. I just listen to the whole thing, take notes, all that good jazz, and then send that back to Neil with ideas for where to put music, what sort of thing we want to have or what we need to delete or potential bloopers. Not that we usually get them, but sometimes we do.
That sounds super easy. Why are you not able to do this in a single week?
You are possibly the worst. Now, the simple answer is we can, and we have done, and that's how we've done most of season one. However, Neil and I kind of want to be a bit better at this. So I actually get to then listen to the music when he puts it in, listen to how the final episode sounds. For most of season one, what we've done is we've given notes, the music has been done, and then we release. And we kind of don't really want to do that anymore. We want to put the music in, shift things around in the episode, have another really good listen, and then put it out to the world. It's something that Neil and I feel we just want to do to make it better. I mean, it's still going to be awesome and good, and I don't know if anyone would notice, but we want to give ourselves a head start. So until the end of the year, so Neil and I can build up that backlog, we're going to be going bi-weekly. And then hopefully between he and I, we'll have enough of a backlog of things that are listened to and music done for the episode so that in the new year, we can go back to bi-weekly.
So we're going to go back to weekly after the new year.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I assumed.
So TLDR, yeah, too long didn't listen, I guess. Basically, until the new year, we're going bi-weekly. After that, we're going back to weekly. So pretty much exactly the way that we did season one when it came out, which is up until new year, we were bi-weekly. And then we were like, yeah, let's play more games. And boy, am I glad we went weekly, because this would be like a 7-year long podcast, I think. So let's not be doing that. So just that's the big headliner, really. So no panic. The episode out today is Kino. So hopefully the all who are listening to it through on the main feed, you can now catch up on Kino 15. And yeah, I don't think we're going to have any more in-between episodes or any announcement episodes between here and the new year. So we'll just be on your feed here every other week from this point. So there we go. I think that's the headliner.
Wait, isn't there a Kino episode coming out today?
Yes, that's exactly what I just said. Kino 15.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We're really professional, and we kind of did talk about this, and Aether is holding a script of things that we should mention to remember
script
to say.
Script of things. It's literally 20 words on a paper.
Anyway.
Half of the paper is dedicated to other shit I was doing.
Okay, so what is actually also on this list of stuff that we should be talking about?
Well, we should definitely be talking about Neil's music.
Yes, so we mentioned on a couple of outros recently, and you've probably seen it in the description for the episode, but most of the combat music from season one has been remastered and is now available on Bandcamp.
Not just combat music, also some of the atmospheric moments.
Yeah, I think most of those. I think some of those are in there. Neil did a lot of work to get this ready because some of the early tunes are lost in various computer changes and changing
years
of like.
And 2 crashed computers later.
Yeah.
And Neil was very much working with like
memories.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's put a lot of work into remastering and making them sound good on their own, so not just under us, because, you know, way you edit stuff like that with people talking over the top is slightly different. So it's been remastered and you can use them at home and you can find them on the Bandcamp, which I'm probably going to somehow figure out how to put into the description.
There's going to be a link in the doobly-doo.
Yeah, there's a link in the doobly-doo.
So, yeah, if you want to buy the music straight from Bandcamp, we'll have a link, or as Neil has given us permission to do, every single patron that, until we run out of codes, every patron at the turn of a month gets a code.
Yeah, we're talking about Patreon. Isn't there new and see, we're really good at this. Isn't there some new exciting Patreon news, oh Master of Coin?
Oh my, is there? Boy howdy, G Villikers, isn't there a new update on the Patreon? So I put a bunch of fucking work into this, so I'm actually kind of happy to talk about this. We have new tiers, we have new goals, some things have changed, and some things may have actually changed since you changed anything yourself, more recent patronies. We're always changing the patron. We're always trying to.
We're trying to update it, not always constantly changing, but we're trying to update it so that you'll get cool new things coming out and we can push ourselves to do bigger and better things. So let's talk about the tiers. Aethel, what kind of tiers do we now have?
Well, we still have this old tiers that went up to 15, 10? Went up to 10.
I think 10, yeah, maybe.
No, it went up to 15, sorry. Yeah, it went up to 15 and it was the sticker one, which was just a test of the patron's merc system. And since the merc they've sent out so far has actually been quite good, as far as we can tell, we decided to go the next step. And now we have t-shirts and hoodies.
Yep, so there are t-shirts and hoodies on there, and you get a new one every 3 months that you're subscribed at those levels.
All four hoodies that are slated for that year will be different. And the t-shirts may share design with the hoodies and may be different from them, just depending on what we feel like.
And the only way to find out is to go subscribe. Even I don't know what the designs are. Aether has been working so hard on this and he's done really good work. So apart from the tiers, we also have some new and exciting stretch goals. We do want to mention one thing about the stretch goals. There was the next tier was going to be $450, which was going to be a backstory or series of backstories based around the Bloodhorn duo, Demi and Damaz. However, there are some real life things and that's just not going to be a possibility for us to write or produce at all. I'm struggling enough to write the scripts that we already have reached the goal for, and we just kind of decided it would be better to just say, well, Nick's on the Bloodhorn saga, as Thirsty has been naming it in the discussion on the Discord. We're going to nix that for a little bit, and if we get round to it, we will, but at the moment life just says, nope, not a possibility, I'm afraid. So but we have replaced them with new stretch goals. What are they, Aethel?
Well, I'm not going to say them because none of them have been finalized at the time of the recording.
Oh, right.
Some of them haven't been finalized. There's one new one I can tell you 100% about, and that one is probably going to be reached by the time we release this episode. We're so short away from it. I talked V into fleshing out the Dracolich War a little bit.
Yeah.
A long time ago, you said you didn't want anything, like anything that would explain a lot of the stuff. You wanted all to come through TLD. And I told you were a silly person and that the Dracolich War sounds amazing and we need more stuff about it. And thusly, V agreed to run a one-shot game, which will focus on forgotten heroes from the Dracolich War. So there will be no...
So there'll be kind of like no messing up or mentioning in the rest of TLD. These are people who, like, 5,000 years ago, we... Like, if you think about it now, we don't know Tom the Baker from 5,000 years ago. It's kind of going to be a bit like that. These people are footnotes in history. And the idea is that it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be D&D, but it is going to focus on that Dracolich War and the people that we just are never going to meet or experience or hear tales about. And that's the kind of the next goal, kind of.
And there will be a couple of more goals by the time this episode goes out.
Which is on Monday, which is tomorrow, Aethel.
Stop praising it like that. All right, but if some of this stuff sounds like news to you, you had no idea that Neil had given out music, we had no idea that we've upgraded our Patreon, that's probably because you're not on our Discord, which is incredibly active.
See that beautiful seamless segue? This is why he's a professional voice actor. And
You're the worst.
So we have a Discord and it's really active. It's very welcoming community and we have some fantastic moderators. And if they're listening to this episode, which I'm going to presume they are, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really, we could not keep it running as smoothly without y'all. Yeah. The Discord is very active. We're very active on there. We talk a lot on there. Arch has just upgraded all of our channel names to have emojis in them and they look kind of rad. So we're excited by small things. What can I say?
We're very simple people.
Yeah.
So please join us on the Discord. Other than that, we don't have... Are you a fucking professional or what?
That's my alert tone. Sorry, I also have work. Carry on, talk about the Discord while I deal with my work emergency.
There is no work emergency and there's nothing more to talk about on the Discord. No, what I wanted to mention is that we're basically out of real, like, TLD related news, so let's fill up some space.
Well, actually, we do have, like, one other thing, right?
Are you talking about the streets?
Potential for December?
Oh, I didn't even write that down.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, no.
And that's the other thing that's been eating up all my time.
So we've been working really hard on getting some different kind of merchandise out there. Mm-hmm. We don't want to reveal exactly, but one of them is a pin and I'm really excited for y'all to see it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully keep your eyes open. At some point we will be putting links to our Etsy store where we have a bunch of things that we're having made, a bunch of artwork made that we are going to sell off, a few other bits and pieces which will remain a surprise until we have them actually completely finalized mm-hmm. in our hands. So yeah, just keep an eye out for that. That's the other kind of thing that's coming out ish in December, I guess.
Yeah, and I'll be sure to force V to have a shout out to it at the end of the episode the week that it comes out, so we'll keep you guys dated if you're not much on Twitter or on Discord or stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you're interested, that is.
All right. So is that the end of the scripted news section?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, then. Then that's probably it, right? Are we done?
No, I want to talk about stuff.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
So we've been doing really fun AMAs recently.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to motivate everybody. I want to motivate...
Encourage.
Encourage. There you go. I want to encourage everybody to, like, anybody who has access to the AMAs, like, join it. Cassie has been doing speed art for the AMAs, and it's fucking amazing.
It is beautiful.
V has actually been tweeting it out every Monday-ish. A lot of it is at least out, and it's really, really cool to watch Cassie, like, go from a blank canvas and a short description to literally art that would have never, ever been created by my sinful hands.
Yeah, our sinful skills are nowhere near Cassie's. It is genuinely fantastic, and I appreciate it so much. I love you, Cassie.
If you want to see some sinful art, there is an old AMA where we were drawing, like, figures, and it's so bad.
It's really bad.
We should probably delete that one.
Yeah, but we won't because it's available to our patrons.
So, yeah, like, please, like, join the streams if you have a time and just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just wanted to, like, mention there are two weirdos on the Fallen Scholar Discord channel who were talking about Hollow Knight the other day, and I have been fighting every urge to waste my time playing Hollow Knight, and I finally broke earlier today and I played like 3 hours of it and I loved it, and thank you guys for reminding me how amazing Hollow Knight is. Shout out to Wizard of Maslow and Daddy Cupcake.
Okay. Talking about shouting things out, we should probably also shout out the fact that Casey is on freaking everything ever.
Oh, yeah.
Casey is on a podcast called Rememorex, and it's really good. And I also know that they're doing a Command Droids podcast, and they've been on panels recently at Podtails talking about supportive play acting.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was amazing. Like, they did a beautiful job amongst some, like, really big names in our kind of niche industry, I guess, and they nailed it out of the park.
It had Sean moderating.
Yeah, Sean from the Reckless Play Guild. And also Kat Blackard. She was on there too. And yeah, it's a really good. Go check them out. Just go onto Casey's Twitter. Everything that Casey does is on the Twitter. And Casey also tweets amazing things. Just go check that out. Also, ask Casey about Furbies.
No, do not ask Casey about Furbies.
Ask about the Furbies.
Jesus. Other than that, actually, I do have one short extra little thing. I do know, and it's not short, and it's not extra, and it's not little. You made the timeline for the history of Bikrun since the Dragonlance War.
I did, yeah.
And it's really, really cool, and it's really, really fun to read and watch and try to understand how all of the things come together.
Yeah, so Casey and I had a different idea for our Hiatus episode, and we're gonna get to it, we promise. Like, it is, I'm very excited about this, so is Casey. So they asked me what the timeline is for TLD, for something we were doing, and how the years are monitored, what mm-hmm. the seasons are, and mm-hmm. they really made me grind down on, like, okay, I need to write down actual dates and numbers and how the year system works and who did what and when. I mean, I already had a timeline, but it was like minus from the apocalypse and it was plus in days, so I had to niche that down a little bit. So I did that, and then bam, I was like, oh, all right, we'll put the timeline up on the website. So there that is.
Can I ask one TLD related question?
I don't know, can you?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you, now that you've locked down the exact dates and times that things are happening?
Yeah.
Have you locked down a day when the blissful eclipse will break through?
Yes.
You have it written down.
So
Jesus Christ.
Because we recorded a lot of episodes, our hiatus, like us having a hiatus, was actually a little bit back. I wrote down a range of dates, i.e. between this date and this date, the apocalypse will happen. The blissful eclipse will be here. And as a kind of keeping myself honest, I've actually sent those dates to Thirsty. So he is the only person other than me who knows when the apocalypse is coming. And that's just a way to keep myself honest. And it's a range of dates, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be between here and between there. And that's solely so that if things develop in game and I want to give more time to follow or explore that aspect of whatever comes up, it's a role-playing game, I then have that kind of flexibility. But there is a range and it will not go beyond it and it will not stop before.
Wait, isn't Thirsty the voice of Damas?
Yes, Thirsty is the voice of Damas.
Isn't he really active on the Discord?
Yes, he is.
So we could potentially bully the date out of him.
Thirsty is a real-life buddy of mine. I'm very close to him. I adore him so much. I love you, dude. And he and I have been role-playing for a while. We think fairly similarly. He actually called out something that was coming up, which was Ortana becoming a goddess. He caught that so far in advance, and I had never told him about it. He's also kept a lot of secrets about Damas and Demi and about the plots that are coming up, because he helped me to build some of this world. He helped me to sense checker stuff. So you're not going to bully it out of him. This dude is made of gold. It's not happening.
All right, fine. Then until we can bully it out of him, go enjoy the timeline on the website. It's under bonus content, where we have some very classy erotica and we have some very cool timelines. We just have a bunch of cool shit on there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of extra stuff, like the map of the world is on there, some information.
Oh yeah, wait, when did you do this entire like world? When did you do this?
I didn't draw the map. We got one of the Patreon goals was to get a cartographer draw the map.
Underneath the map, there's like all the cities and towns and little descriptive things about it.
I did that when I built the website.
What? I completely missed
and there's,
this.
There's also information about various people and NPCs that we meet. So there's just like little tidbits of information in that bonus section.
Oh, it has Dead Sky Mountains.
Yes, it has Dead Sky Mountain in there.
You guys go do something else.
He's now
I'm
busy
read
reading. Other than that, you can probably, like, I know that some of you watch or listen to a lot of streams on Twitch or on YouTube, etc. If you're into the whole Twitch scene, Arch does a lot of gaming on the Twitch. Everything from Sea of Thieves to virtual VR stuff. I think that's on Mondays mostly. Go check out Arch's streams. They're really fun. A lot of people hang out and chat in those. And it's just a really nice community that he's built up over there. So go check out Arch's streams. They're really good. And I think you can hear Neil basically on quite a few podcasts. He's probably done a lot of the intro themes for them. For example, Tabletop Roulette, which is run by Andy Lion, who's a moderator and a fan of ours, and I adore that dude. That theme tune was also done by Neil, so you'll probably hear a lot of Neil's work, even if you don't hear Neil's voice. Alright, I think we have rambled enough. Is there anything else you want to bring up?
Neil's music is amazing.
Yep.
Click the link, listen to it. Even if you're not going to buy it, just enjoy it on Bandcamp. It's fucking rad.
All right, well, if this very professional end... we just want to say, listen out to the future guests that are coming up. We have quite a few voice actors coming in to do lot more of the new roles that are coming up, because I feel like I can't voice most of these now because we're getting into beyond what my range is, and you don't want to just listen to my voice repeat the same very bad Scottish accent.
And you have, like, packed season two with characters.
Yeah. It's packed so much that we have quite a few people coming in, so... Some people are voices that you will recognize, and hopefully some of the ones that you aren't. Friends of mine have just chatting to me about stuff and their
and
new
David
podcast.
David is never coming back because Dayton is staying in the bubble forever.
Nope, David, 100%. I love Dayton a lot, and I can't be without talking to David on a fairly regular basis because he lights up my world. He's adorable and amazing. He's such a good human. So at some point, even if I force you to go visit Dayton in the bubble, we will be hearing from David again.
Boo. All right, I don't have anything else, so I just want to thank everybody for listening, and check out the links in the description for any of the stuff we mentioned.
Yep, and just thank you so much for listening and getting this far with us. And just to circle back around, we're going bi-weekly. There is a Kino out today. Mm-hmm. We'll be back to weekly in the new year. So
during the bi-weekly, I've actually heard that a bunch of people skip Kino because it comes in kind of weirdly and just randomly in the middle of the series.
Yeah.
Go check out Kino. There is so much good shit in there, and I am annoyingly proud of the first episode.
You'll understand the references that come up, which is just sort of my favourite stuff. If you're looking for something to listen to on our off weeks and you haven't checked it out yet, go forth and listen to Kino, because really good stuff on there.
Other than that, have a great week, and we'll catch you later.
We'll see you next week in a normal episode, and every other week until the new year. Bye!
Bye! Still with professionals, right?
Oh my god.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.